Today's story is Jesus is Risen, a pop-up book written by Agostino Irani. It had been 3 days since Jesus died on a cross, and his friends were sad. They missed him. That morning, two women brought spices to the place where Jesus was buried, but the stone in front of the tomb was rolled away. Inside, a man dressed in dazzling white clothes greeted them. "Where was Jesus?" "Do not be afraid," the angel said. "You are looking for Jesus, but he has risen and is no longer here." The angel pointed to the place where Jesus had been laid. "Look for yourselves," the angel said. "Now go and tell the other disciples." The women were amazed by what the angel had told them. They ran as fast as they could to find the disciples. Suddenly, a man appeared. It was Jesus. "Greetings, my friends," he said. "Teacher," the women were amazed. Jesus was alive, standing in front of them. The disciples were hiding inside a locked room, scared and uncertain. Jesus appeared among them and said, "Peace be with you." At first, the disciples thought they were seeing a ghost, but Jesus assured them it was him. "Come, touch my hands, hear my voice, see that this is your friend." Jesus appeared again as Peter and some of the disciples were out fishing. At first, they didn't recognize him, but as the other disciples were pulling up the heavy net full of fish, Peter realized it was Jesus and he jumped into the water. Once they were on shore, they all had breakfast. Fish, of course. Jesus took the disciples to a mountaintop. He told them, "Go and tell this story to everyone you meet. Baptize them, teach them, and remember, I am always with you." Then Jesus rose up into the air and ascended to heaven. A few days later, the disciples were all together. Suddenly there came a rushing wind. It filled the entire house. Little tongues of fire appeared over each person's head, and all the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit. They began speaking in different languages, languages they'd never spoken before, all of them talking about God together. Now they were ready to go to the whole world and tell them the good news about Jesus. The end. But it's not the end. I'm going to read Acts 2:44 through 47, which is a passage that tells how the early Christians lived after the Holy Spirit came among them. "Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." Now pretend you're back in school. Here are two discussion questions for your consideration. 1. Compare and contrast the early Christian way of life to our lives today.